I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We'll see a mostly sunny sky today, though there is a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. Expect a high near 93. An appellate court in southern Illinois heard arguments in a case yesterday related to the state government's budget fight. At issue is whether state workers should continue to be paid during the impasse. Brian Mackey was at the courthouse in Mount Vernon.
The case revolves around a decision made 2 years ago at the start of the impasse. Without spending authority, the governor could have told state workers, stay home, but he didn't. Steve Jokic is a lawyer for AFSCME, the biggest labor union in state government.
People were told to work. You can't disobey a direct order of your employer. And once they've worked and they're owed money for the time that they put in.
And they have been paid billions of dollars, all authorized by a judge in St. Clair County. Attorney General Lisa Madigan is appealing that court order, arguing only the General Assembly can authorize state spending. There's no timeline for when the appellate court might rule on the case, but the decision has the potential to eventually trigger a shutdown of state government. I'm Brian Mackey.
And another case will be heard today in St. Clair County revolving around social service providers. After two candidates dropped out of SIUC's chancellor search, two more are being brought in. Yesterday, Rodney Hanley visited campus and answered questions from the hiring committee and others. Dr. Hanley has experience as a professor, department chair, dean, and provost. He's currently at Fisk University. He also says he's got ideas for balancing the budget and increasing enrollment as chancellor at SIUC.
You can cut your way to a balanced budget, or you can grow your way to a balanced budget. And I very much am a proponent of the growth model to a balanced budget. To do that is to do it with innovative programming and to draw in new students that maybe wouldn't have looked at your institution otherwise.
Today, SIUC will hear from Dr. Carlo Montemagno, who's the final candidate. The trustees for the university are scheduled to meet on Thursday, where they could make a decision. Illinois has made some gains when it comes to the overall well-being of its children. The 2017 Annie E. Casey Kids Count data book ranks Illinois 19th, with gains mainly in health and education. The report ranks the state 13th in the nation when it comes to education due to the expansion of early childhood education. But Anna Rowan, with Voices for Illinois Children, says higher education in Illinois continues to struggle because of a possible third year without a state budget.
The MAP program that we have here in Illinois, which allows low and middle income students to better afford college in Illinois, has seen reductions. We've seen large numbers of students in Illinois leaving the state for school.
Kids Count says 95% of children in the United States now have health care coverage. That's a historic high. I'm Jennifer Fuller.